relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Have you voted? I voted. And there was quite an incident when I voted. But that's the left. We'll share that with you later. This is America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Board. And we also took part at the weekend in a rally the likes of which I have never seen before. I've called it Surrounding the Swamp. Hundreds of us in our vehicles, our pickup trucks, our regular sedans, festooned with Trump flags, festooned with the stars and stripes. It took us 2.5 hours, but we did it in the rain. We encircled Washington, D.C. We drove around the Beltway at 30 miles an hour, honking our horns. The truckers loved us. The police loved us. And the left couldn't stand it. It's happening in the last 48 to 72 hours. The left is having a collective meltdown. They are prepping the battlefield. Why? Because it's turning. They can't hide the truth anymore. Even in Iowa, they're saying, oh, Joe Biden is in big trouble. There is, you hear that? That whirring noise? It's not a Chinook helicopter. It is the furious backpedaling of the pollsters saying, Biden might be in trouble. In fact, we have tweeted out from none other than CBS News. They're already doing the visuals. I can't believe it. They're doing the visuals for a Republican surge. A surge in which the president gets 279 Electoral College votes, winning the election. Why would CBS, haven't we been told for months now? It's Biden's. There's no chance. The coronavirus, early voting, there is no chance that the incumbent will win. But because of you, because of the incredible work of the president, 17 rallies in 10 different states, because of the rallies where he wasn't even present, the self-generated, what was it in Arizona? A 72-mile Trump convoy in New York, in New Jersey. We've seen things happen that we've never seen before. We haven't seen in decades. You may not read it, but it's influential. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette has endorsed the president for his handling of the economy and for his track record in the last 4 years. It is the first time since 1972 that the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette has endorsed a Republican for the presidency. Since that's almost 50 years. When you see regional, when you see national, when you see state organizations that represent law enforcement, that represent firefighters, not tacitly, not covertly saying, yeah, we like him and we're going to support him and the membership supports him, not the management, not the union leaders, not the association leaders. When you see the association leaders come out and publicly vouch their support for President Trump, it's all changed. It's all out there for us to win, for those who love this republic to win it for the president. The president has left it all out on the field. My question to you is, have you left it out on the field? Because it's clear. What is the left doing? What is the mainstream media doing right now? They are preparing for a loss. You have pollsters like Nate Silver. You have the Secretary of State of Pennsylvania intimating or publicly stating, incredibly irresponsible, publicly stating that if Donald Trump wins and is reelected president, it's only because of cheating, of election fraud. Despite the fact that the president, think of how twisted they are. Despite the fact that the president has done everything in his power, the Department of Justice through the courts has done everything in its power to do what? To stop the Democrats from making election fraud easier. It's not Republican governors. It's not the White House saying, oh, we need 2, 3, 4 extra weeks to count the ballots. It's not the governor of Texas who's saying, signature verification? We don't need signature verification. You can put an X on that mail-in ballot. We're not going to check it against the election polls, against the rosters of the voters. The president has tried to stop every single one of those ploys. Why? Because he doesn't need to steal the election. He didn't steal it in 2016. He wants to win it fair and square. And the left is starting to realize that their candidate who has been in the pocket of China for years through the millions of dollars of deals that was facilitated by his son, Hunter Biden, they know that he's not going to win. Nobody wakes up excited to vote for sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden. Jeff made this point as we met today for our pre-show production meeting. Have you met anybody in the last few years, the last 4 years, who voted for candidate Donald Trump and now who says, no, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden? Anyone? We have 3 million listeners. We've got, I don't know how many people watching us right now on YouTube. We've just broken 16 million views already on our new YouTube channel. One of you, tell me, have you met a Trump voter who is now voting for Joe Biden? That animal doesn't exist. That voter doesn't exist. Oh, and by the way, all these reports of, oh, look how many Democrats have voted early. Well, guess what? That's irrelevant. Because you don't know how they voted. It is illegal for you to know or for anyone to disclose how an absentee or early mail-in voter has voted. And just because a registered Democrat has been tabulated to have voted early doesn't mean they voted for Joe Biden. In fact, just like Ronald Reagan, one of the key aspects of Donald Trump's victory in 2016 when he was elected to the White House as president were the millions of Americans. I met them. I met them at the rallies with the president, the millions of Democrats who voted for him. Why? Because he said, you have been betrayed. Betrayed by the Democrat Party, by the elite on left and right. And I am here for you, the forgotten men and women. Unlike Hillary, who said, oh, are you with me? No. I, Donald Trump, am here for you, the forgotten men and women of America who built us into the greatest nation on God's earth. So don't believe the stinking polls for a second. Look at the panic, the sheer panic in the mainstream media in the last 36 hours. Look at the panic amongst the pollsters trying to recalibrate their models. Too late, guys. Too late. We are on the warpath to victory, and it is defined by you getting to the polling stations, by you getting at least three of your friends, your relatives, your co-workers, the people you go to church with, to the polling stations. Be prepared to wait a long time, but you get to the polling stations and vote, because it's happening, and we can win it for Donald J. Trump and give him a second term. You can make it happen.
Of lead that Joe Biden has now, double digits. Let me just give a warning to the people of the United States. The polls are not going to be wrong. When you see that kind of a result, those are indicative, scientifically done polls of what the American electorate is suggesting they're going to do, having already voted. So it's a counterweight, if you will, to fraud. And we need to be very vigilant, all of us, about looking at all of the average of polls, particularly from those reputable pollsters in the final 24, 48, and 72 hours, because at that point, those polls become predictive of the outcome. And these are smart, professional pollsters in my profession who are doing this. They could very much be a counterweight. If we have those polls with Biden up double digits, but Trump somehow wins, quote unquote, by 1 or 2 points, then something will be rotten in the state of Denmark, and we need to be very vigilant about that. Polls can help democracy in that regard.
Because polls are never wrong, are they? I'm Sebastian Gorka. That was some pollster or other on MSNBC with Joy Reid. I think somebody will have an opinion on that who's on the line right now. I haven't even mentioned today's show. 3 hours of absolutely unmissable radio and video. Subscribe right now on YouTube. America First, Sebastian Gorka. We've got 16 million views already, crushing it every single day. You can't miss a thing. America First, Sebastian Gorka. We will be joined by none other than Victor Davis Hanson with his predictions for the election. We will have James Rosen, very, very solid reporter who is breaking some incredible stories when it comes to the Biden family. Sidney Powell. Yes, Lieutenant General Mike Flynn's attorney. And then a special guest. I didn't think I'd get her on the show, but I DM'd her. There was a certain show I loved as a child called Cheers. And Kirstie Alley will be with us. Yes, first time ever. But now let's go to a man who, well, he knows what real journalism looks like. That is why he is the founder of JustTheNews.com, author of the fabulous book Fallout. You know him as John Solomon. John, welcome back to America First.
Great to be with you, Sam.
So, John, polls are never wrong.
Yes. Nor are journalists, it turns out. Yes. I think we could throw both of those up in the air and find out. Yeah, listen, polls can be wrong in this election. There's a big risk that these pollsters are taking. They're trying to model an election upon which there is no historical basis. Right? We've never had this big early turnout. We've never had a pandemic during a modern voting season. And so they're all making guesses, and they'll either be right or wrong come Wednesday morning. But some of the things to watch when you look at these polls, a lot of the polls that have large leads for Joe Biden have an artificially small sample of Republican voters. That is something to keep an eye on. The second thing is that there's a gap between a lot of the national polls, which show this really large gap between Joe Biden and President Trump, Biden way up, and the state polls, which show in all these big and important swing states, the races are very close. And so, you know, we're going to find out on Wednesday morning. We're going to know whether these pollsters took us for a ride or not. Here are the things I'm going to be looking for. And I think the first is, how does the African-American and Hispanic vote go? There's early signs that Donald Trump is overperforming any Republican in history. If those signs are accurate and they hold up on Election Day, Donald Trump could do very, very well.
We saw a Rasmussen poll, John, just for those who haven't seen this, where there is more than a 30% support for the president in the black community. That's stunning.
Well, that would be, listen, it's over if it's 30%. And Joe Biden can just stay home tomorrow and rest in the basement, because if it's 30% black turnout for Trump, it's over. Right. You know, I don't think it's going to be that high. But listen, even if it's 2 or 3 points higher than the traditional Republican, it's devastating for a Democratic candidate.
Because traditionally, we're talking about 8 to 9%.
That's right. Yeah. And one time, I think in 2004, President Bush did about 10% with a really concerted effort by Karl Rove in the churches. But, you know, if Trump does 10, 11, 12%, it's a real problem for the Democratic Party. And it will be a rejection of the Democratic Party's tactics the last 4 years. They will have lost one of their most core constituencies, or lost a big part of it. I'm looking for the Hispanic vote similarly. You know, in early Dade County, Miami, in Arizona, does Donald Trump create a new coalition of Hispanic voters? Can he break the number that Bush set in 2004? There are signs, particularly in Arizona and Florida, that Biden is underperforming and Trump is overperforming. So you got to look there. I think that's an important place. And then what happens to those blue-collar voters? You know, Youngstown, Ohio, Detroit, in Michigan. Do the manufacturing blue-collar workers of America, do they stay with Trump another 4 years? Do they grow because they got impressed by his record, the battle against China? Those are the places to look. And on the Biden side, here's the one dynamic, because a lot of the pollsters are betting on this. The pollsters are betting 10, 15% of the Republican vote breaks Biden's way. That is a big bet, a big guess, particularly because the president has a 92% approval rating among Republicans. But if Joe Biden does really well in the crossover vote and he lures a lot of those suburban Republicans, then Joe Biden's going to have a good night. And those are the data signs we're going to be looking for, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock tomorrow night, and we'll know. We'll know what's happening with the race.
But in addition to the criminally low sampling of Republicans in the big polling measures, there's a bigger issue that none of them seem to address, John. We're talking to John Solomon. Follow him right now. Jay Solomon reports. The Cato Institute, not exactly big Trumpers, published a poll where they said more than 62% of Americans are uncomfortable in publicly talking about their political preference. Yep. Well, and usually it's because they're Trump supporters. Now, if that's the case, how can you poll anybody, John?
Listen, that is a big question. This could be the Truman Dewey race. Remember back in 48 where they got it wrong on Dewey.
Everybody said Dewey's going to win. And there's that famous photograph of Truman with the headline of the paper.
Headline.
Right. Yeah. The wrong headline. Right.
Now, that was a technological thing. There was the growth of phones and other things in America, and the way polling had been done had become outdated. I think it's highly possible in this highly polarized state that America has made, particularly with the violence in the last year.
Yes.
A lot of Trump voters truly have chosen the silent majority route. You're not going to know their support until the moment they cast their ballot. That could throw these polls upside down, and I think that of all the things I look at in the sampling, that's the thing I wonder the most. I haven't done enough research to know whether it will, but my gut tells me, as a reporter watching the dynamics of the last 2 to 3 years, that could be if the polls are wrong, that will be the thing that pulls the carpet out from under.
Those are John Solomon's instincts, and he is a man who has very good instincts. He's the author of the new book, fabulous book, Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. He is the editor-in-chief, the creator of justthenews.com, a fabulous news source for information, and you can follow him at J. Solomon Reports. John will be with us for another segment here on America First. But I need to take a moment. I need to thank everybody for your incredibly generous gifts to the campaign, the Alliance Defending Freedom, the awesome nonprofit legal organization that defends our rights and especially our religious freedom. Just every single one of us is affected by their work. You haven't let me down. You never let me down. And this year was no exception. And I'm so grateful to all of you. I've asked my team to leave the ADF banner up on our website. If you didn't have a chance to make a gift, we're going to leave it up there for a couple of days so you still can. Support their work at sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Make a donation in any amount. And thank you again for your generous support for our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom. This is America First. Back with John Solomon after these messages. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
We've learned that Russia's ability to interfere is not just its efforts to infiltrate our election systems, which is what we were particularly focused on in 2016, but it's all that they do every day on social media to pit Americans against each other, to sow disinformation, to discredit democracy. And there is more we can do, and Donald Trump obviously has an interest in seeing Russian interference continue. He's encouraged and welcomed it, not just in 2016, but every day since, including this year. And we absolutely need to shut that down.
Susan Rice doing what she does best, which is lying in front of a camera like she did after the deadly Benghazi attack, saying the president needs the Russians to help him again because he so needed them in 2016, which is strange because I remember that it was Hillary Clinton and the DNC that needed that Russian propaganda to turn into the Steele dossier to spy on us in the Trump campaign, the Trump transition team, and the Trump administration. They lie straight to your face. This is America First. The call board is absolutely full. We will take your calls as soon as we can, but we have to talk to John Solomon of justthenews.com and J. Solomon Reports on Twitter, because, John, you have a very, very interesting story today. This morning you posted it. I've just reposted it on my Twitter feed, sebgorka.com. Tell us about Americans and the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden scandal.
Yeah, this is really fascinating to me because a lot of times people come up to me and say, isn't it frustrating that you've done all this work on Ukraine or unraveling the Russia collusion narrative? And the mainstream media won't cover it, and the social media giants are censoring it. And I say, no, I'm going to keep doing it because it's the right thing to do. Well, guess what? It got around all the blockades. It got around all of the blackouts. It got around all the censorship. How do we know that? 72% of Americans in our poll this morning, 1,200 registered voters, likely voters, in fact, said that 72% that they had heard the story that Joe Biden had lied and was covering up for his family's efforts to cash in on his name overseas. And a majority of those who had heard about it believed that it was true. That tells you that despite the funnel, the back, all of the blackouts and censorship that went on, that these stories still penetrated the American conscience and are influencing voters.
John, I can't think of many political stories where 72% of the American likely voters are aware of it. That's a stunning result.
It's actually a deeper penetration. They probably don't have that level of understanding about the border or many of the other big issues, healthcare. Yeah, no, it really seeped in, you know, and I think that that's what's so remarkable about it. And it gives me hope that Americans, you know, aren't just relying on their Facebook feed and their Twitter feed and their New York Times. They're searching out and they're hearing from friends and they're learning from ways that the mainstream media has ignored. And to me, it was remarkable to see the polling results. I think it was remarkable to our pollster, Scott Rasmussen, and it gave us an important bellwether heading into the election on Election Day. This Hunter Biden story will have influenced some people's vote. There's no doubt about it.
Well, we had Scott on the show Friday. He knows what he's doing. Let me ask you this question, John. On Friday, it broke, and he'll be in studio with us, James Rosen of the Sinclair Broadcast Group, broke that Hunter Biden is being investigated for money laundering by the Department of Justice, and that case is still open. John, I don't think we've ever seen anything like that in modern political history, have we? That a son of a presidential nominee, a candidate, is being actively investigated for a felony days before an election?
Yeah, it's a pretty remarkable thing. And what I learned, I reported this Thursday afternoon. Here's what we know. There are three sources of information. One is the laptop that Rudy Giuliani recently made public, but had been turned over to the FBI first time, July of 19. And we keep hearing it was December. The family turned it over the first time in July of 19. The FBI turned it down.
This is the computer store owner?
This is a computer store owner.
Wow.
He first handed over the laptop to his father in Albuquerque, New Mexico. His father was an Air Force intelligence officer there. They offered it to the FBI in July, and the FBI turned it down, then came back in October and said, you know, that laptop, maybe we should take a look at it. That became the impetus for opening up the money laundering investigation. Then in December, a whistleblower who worked in a major financial institution filed a whistleblower complaint with the IRS, and that information, also suggesting concerns about money laundering, was sent to the FBI and collapsed into the investigation. And then, of course, last week or 2 weeks ago, the former business associate Tony Bobulinski of Hunter Biden comes forward with his own information, his own emails. All three of those have now synergized into a singular ongoing investigation by the FBI.
You heard him use that there. Washington speaks synergized. It's a dangerous, dangerous word. We've got to find that story back in July. That's why he is the head of justthenews.com. Bookmark it right now. It is a name. It is a brand you can trust. And he is working overtime, especially in the next 48 hours, to get you the truth. He is John Solomon. Follow him at J Solomon Reports. God bless you, John. Can't imagine how much coffee you're going to drink over the next 72 hours. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We're going to have a very special guest next with us, Kirstie Alley. Yes, you know who she is, and she's tweeting up a storm, and it's amazing stuff. Have you taken your balance of nature today? I have, just before the show, and I feel great. That's how I get 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, things which, honestly, you know, I may not otherwise eat. But they keep me tip-top, and you need to be in tip-top condition as well. Right now, Dr. Douglas Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Don't wait any longer. Be the healthiest you can be. Get all the nutrients that you know you need. Balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Call 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com, 800-246-8751. Promo code Gorka.
Everything you've got, taking a break from all your worries, sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? All those nights when you've got no lights.
You know, sometimes you just gotta go for it. You may have had a crush on her many moons ago, But her DMs are open, and you send her a message, and it works. Mother, actress, lover of capital letters, lemurs, and off-color language, she is the host of Kirstie Alley on the Verge, and she's on America First across the nation to millions of listeners and viewers, and I couldn't be more excited. Miss Alley, welcome to America First.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. You have a rather robust Twitter account, I have to say. You're very good at it. I don't think you're what I would call a typical conservative in any way, shape, or form, but I'm going to read out to our viewers, our listeners live, a tweet of yours from just 2 hours ago, and I'd like you to expand upon it if you would. Kirstie Alley.
Okay.
And this is what she wrote. I cannot believe at real Donald Trump. He works harder for this country than any president I've ever seen. He's working harder to win this campaign than any president I've ever seen. What an amazing will. His tenacity is 99% compared to Biden's 15%. Kirstie Alley, was it difficult for you to write that tweet, and tell us why you wrote it?
It wasn't difficult because I believe it. And I, you know, this has been an evolution for me. I did vote for Trump in 2016, but it's been an evolution because I feel like he's a very mixed bag of tricks. And I'm not going to say I was a reluctant voter, but when I voted for him, I was like, okay, let's show us your stuff. Let me see what you've got. And I have continued to be amazed because I really think this guy just loves this country and really is a guy who wants to get in there and dig and fight for Americans. And I've never, you know, I am almost, how old am I? I'm 69. And I have never seen something like this.
Walk us through it. 4 years ago, why did you put take that box for a man who'd never run for political office before? I'm really curious, Kirstie.
You know, sort of the same reason that I was going to vote for Ross Perot when I was doing Cheers, because I feel like at some point you have to get the career politicians out of the way.
Yes.
So that you can get something running again in a different way, which I knew Trump would do and I thought Ross Perot would do. And I think every once in a while it should be run as a business, basically. And you know, I get so tired. I think my big objection with politics is it's so incredibly slow. And I thought that Trump would come in, bulldoze his way through and get things done. And he has.
And you've been impressed with the last 4 years?
I have. I've been very impressed. I've been impressed because, you know, most of my friends aren't in the business of acting or from Hollywood. And I would say most of my friends, my best friends, make under $100,000 a year. And I've seen them flourish. I've seen their families doing well. I've seen their jobs and their businesses flourish. That was really important to me. I've seen my kids' businesses flourish. And you know, the working guy out there, I'm from Kansas. I'm sitting in Kansas right now. And I just saw how happy people were. From my point of view, I saw a lot of happy people because when you're working and you can be the engine that fuels that train, you're a happy person.
And tell us what it's been like in the last 4 years to be vocal about your commitment to the president of the United States. Have you suffered? You say you don't hang out much with the Hollywood crowd anymore. What has the reaction been like for you with your very, very robust Twitter account?
Well, the reaction has been very mixed, of course. And, weirdly, I never hung out. Even when I went from work to my house. I'm sort of a recluse, and I wasn't a big socialite even at the height of my career. I love working, and I haven't changed that very much. But I just feel like there's so many. I think I can say this, that Twitter is very mean. It's either very kind or very mean. So you hear things about yourself that, you know, 99% aren't true. But and it's like, what's fashionable? What do we say to her that's mean, that's fashionable? I sort of think that probably 40% of the people who tweet to me, especially the mean stuff, don't even know who I am or have never seen anything. So they just say crazy stuff. But I can live with that because I really am not on Twitter. I joined Twitter so that I could communicate with people, because when you're a celebrity, a lot of times you just spend your time people walking up to you getting a picture or getting an autograph. You don't really get to see what's happening with other people in their lives. So that's the fun of Twitter for me. That's the upside.
You remember her as the stunning Rebecca Howe from Cheers. My favorite is, of course, Lieutenant Savick from the best Star Trek movie, The Wrath of Khan. In the last 90 seconds we have with you, follow her, Kirsty Alley, on Twitter. What is your message to those people who are intimidated by the cancel culture and who haven't felt as much courage as you have? What's your message to them, Kirsty?
My message is, you know, a big thing for me is religious freedom and, like I said, a strong economy. So I think if you feel brave enough to stand up, and pretty soon you won't be a silent majority in a minority. You'll be a silent minority in Hollywood. And you might lose a few jobs here and there. Maybe you have to have a whole different career.
It's a very important formula. If you stand up for what you are, guess what? Sooner or later, you won't be alone. You've got to follow this lady. She is magnificent. God bless you, Kirsty Alley, from all of your millions of fans across the globe. And we doff our hats right now to your courage online. And thank you for joining us here on America First. Wow. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Drug-free pain relief that actually works. Tens of thousands of Americans are taking it right now, me included. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor, and 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free. Don't listen to me. See the incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack. Listen to Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Wow. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Yvonne? Of course you do. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. Order the three-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know, as the president says at all his rallies, what have you got to lose? I tell you what, nothing except your pain. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. Back with your calls here on America First.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
Which mic do I use? I got a new mic. I got to use the shiny one. I've got one of those old school classic radio hall mics. And I think it's good. It looks good. Thank you, Chad. Thank you, Jeff with a J, for making it happen. It's one of my things on my bucket list, along with talking to Kirsty Alley. What's left on the bucket list? That was so superb. You know, our massive team of researchers has sent me a tweet that I missed at the weekend. It's a couple of days old. It's from Joe Biden. We've got to read this to you. I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm not going to shut down the economy. Oh, really? But I'm going to shut down the virus. How? How are you going to do that? With another lockdown? Because if you do that, you've shut down the country and the economy. That's who Joe Biden is. We can beat him. It's up to you. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Angelina, line 5, Ohio. Welcome aboard.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, Dr. G. It's a real privilege.
You're welcome.
You know, I just want to say how excited I am. I share your excitement for tomorrow's election. And one thing I find incredibly encouraging is that here in Northeast Ohio, I am seeing something that I have never seen before in my life. I'm seeing signs in people's front yards that say former Democrat, and they've all got a Trump sign right next to them.
Hang on, hang on. You're seeing a Trump sign, but next to it, another sign that says just former Democrat?
Former Democrat.
And what are these? Are these handmade? What are these signs?
I'm sorry?
What, the former Democrat signs, are these homemade? Are these handmade?
No, they look professional. I don't know where people are getting them, but there's obviously a good amount of people who are switching sides.
Wow.
And actually, I did have the privilege of working the polls back in those 2016 primaries, and I cannot tell you how many people were registered Democrats and were switching to Republican. And I'm certain that there's plenty more this time around. It's very encouraging.
All right. Can we cut a bargain now, Angela?
Sure. Let's hear it.
Okay. You stay on the line, and we're going to get you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. And in exchange, you're going to send Jeff photographs of those signs. Can you do that?
Yeah, I think I can photograph some and get them to you, certainly.
Because that is really interesting, and I want to see that. Wow. Did you hear what she said? Trump supporters with Trump yard signs, but next to the yard sign is a manufactured, not a homemade, but a manufactured sign that says former Democrat. It's happening, guys. That's what Kirstie Alley was talking about. It's about courage. It's about speaking out for the values that you have internalized and not being afraid of the response. It's up to you. He can win if you do your part. The left is panicking, and rightly so. Next, the great, the one and only Victor Davis Hanson.